From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Master Naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is antlers. Winter is a great time to look for shed antlers to examine. Every year, the male deer and elk in and around Willapa National Wildlife Refuge grow a brand new set of antlers. These start out as living bone, sheathed in a thin layer of skin known as velvet. If an antler is damaged while growing, it will continue to show that damage even after it is completely grown. Once an antler is done growing, both the bone and the velvet die, and the deer or elk will then start rubbing its antlers against trees and rocks to remove the velvet. Antlers have to be very strong because they must withstand great amounts of force. Every fall, male deer and elk go into rut, and they battle each other by crashing their antlers together and pushing each other around. The victor wins the right to mate with females of his species, while the loser goes off to lick his wounds, sometimes literally. Only rarely will these fights be fatal, but they take a lot of energy, and deer or elk who start the rut in less than ideal health may not survive the winter. Once the rut is done, deer and elk drop their antlers, usually dropping both off within days of each other. This helps them conserve energy, as they no longer need to put forth the effort to carry these extra weights. Antlers are important to rodents and other animals that chew them as a crucial source of calcium. This is one reason why taking any antler from Willapa National Wildlife Refuge is prohibited. The ecosystem needs the antlers more than we do. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.